Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. Today is December 2nd, 2016. And my name is Mary Getten, and I'm going to be your hostess today. I'm an animal communicator and the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and contributing author to Dolphins and Whales Forever. Now, this water healing meditation happens each first Friday of the month at noon Eastern Time. And it's really an opportunity to bring our energy together and enhance our daily practice of sending healing, loving energy to the waters of the planet. And there are different people that facilitate this call each month, and the meditations are all posted on the website, globalwaterhealing.org. So you can go there anytime to do a meditation for the water. And I really want to thank you so much for being here and participating in this really important work. So I am excited to introduce today's facilitator. We have Madeline Walker from the UK. And Madeline's a world-renowned animal communicator, a horse and rider trauma consultant, and a spiritual empowerment coach. And her mission really is to raise humankind's awareness of the incredibly deep connections we have with our animals, and also the importance of the messages of healing for us and our planet. And she travels extensively to work with wild species like lions and elephants and whale sharks and large cetaceans in their natural habitat. She just got back a few weeks ago from South Africa. I first met Madeline when I was in England several years ago, and then we were both presenters at the two cetacean summits, and she's also a contributor to the book Dolphins and Whales Forever. And gosh, Madeline's written many interesting books, and she has CDs and animal cards, and you'll find all of these things on her website, madeline-walker.com. Is that the best website, Madeline?
Yeah, that's fine, or just madelinewalker.co.uk. Both are fine.
madelinewalker.co.uk. So I'm so thankful you're here today, Madeline, and I'm really excited to see what you've prepared for us.
Well, I'm really excited to be here as well, and thank you so much for inviting me again. It's so lovely to reconnect with the pod and you know, yourselves and Frederic and so many others that we all kind of came together at the Cetacean Summits and just had this beautiful pod connection, and it's so lovely to physically hear your voice again and hear some of the others. It just feels like coming home. So thank you so much for allowing me to be your facilitator tonight, or sorry, today with you. Tonight, we're in England.
Now where we are. Go, yeah, great.
It's very cold and grey and dark outside, so not very nice here.
Well, you just go ahead and take us away.
Okay, well, there are two beings that really wanted to, they've been kind of competing with each other to kind of come in and give us some meditations tonight. So I think we're going to have two for the price of one. So I really hope you enjoy them both. And the first one, I'll just be guiding you through. As Mary mentioned, I have just got back from South Africa, and I have met the most amazing lions again, but also there's been a tremendous drought out there. And before I went out there, we were calling in the energies, the beings that wanted to help us to bring rain to these really parched areas. Many, many animals were dying because there just was no water and no grass. So it felt enormously important to find a way to bring the rains if we could possibly do that. Now, Mary knows that I also work with dragon energies. A message from one of the major motivators in my life, which is a star lion called Mandla, his message to us is really that water connects us to the all. It holds the memory of time and space. Every drop in the oceans of our beloved blue planet holds the memories and codes of all life. The whales and the dragons know these codes. So when I was in South Africa, I was praying to be guided as to how we could help bring the rains to these suffering animals and land masses. And a huge dragon called Ratu came through to me, and he really wants to help us tune in with him today. And he gave us a beautiful mantra. So maybe I can say the mantra and you can feel into the words, and then we'll go into the meditation that he wants to share with us about bringing the rains. He calls himself the quencher of the land. And when we think about the planet, our beautiful planet, one third of our planet consists of deserts. And there's such an imbalance of rainfall, and so many areas are flooded out. Like the Netherlands are almost drowning. The ocean is reclaiming the land masses. And yet there are areas that are so parched, and it's such a struggle for all the creatures there and the people on a daily basis. So his mantra that he gave me was, and I hope that you can feel it, its resonance within you. He's called Ratu, and his mantra is, Ratu, Ratu, spread your wings, bring the rain. Ratu, Ratu, spread your wings, release the pain. Ratu, Ratu, spread your wings, bring us peace. Ratu, Ratu, spread your wings, bring release. Ratu, Ratu, spread your wings, bring us hope. Ratu, Ratu, spread your wings, help them cope. Ratu, Ratu, spread your wings, bring us love. Ratu, Ratu, spread your wings, sent from above. So just allow these sounds to just to flow through you. Take some lovely, gentle, deep breaths. Feel yourself enveloped with Ratu's beautiful, soft, loving wings as you call him in to help us bring balance to the rains and the waters of this beautiful planet. So feeling the energies of his mantra flowing through you as you close your eyes and surrender to his loving frequencies. Just feel that gentle rise as you breathe in, and gentle fall as you breathe out. Imagine your whole body showered in the golden rain of Ratu. As the water energies regenerate, rejuvenate, activate the water molecules within your body. And then imagine the planet's desert. Imagine the sky darkening. Imagine the lightning, the thunder flashes. With your help, you have created the rain, the lifeblood of Mother Earth. Imagine the rain pouring down onto the parched earth. See all the dormant life coming back to life. Imagine all the creatures that have been closed down, hibernating, waiting for this moment to come back to life. See them erupting through the earth as this life-giving water flows into them. See the rivulets pouring into the dry riverbeds as the water starts to flow and gush through the land. Observe in wonder how everything is beginning to flourish. Be amazed at the rapid recovery as the grass starts to shoot up and the flowers start to bloom as if by magic, as the water brings life. See all the wild creatures lapping the sacred pools that are coming back to them now. Perhaps you can imagine the elephants running into those pools, trumpeting and splashing, the baby elephants rolling around as though it's the first time they've experienced this life-giving water and making it so much fun. Just watch these amazing scenes that you have created. You have helped to bring this life back to the land. This is the magic of water. It is our lifeblood. And we owe it to Mother Earth to honor the water, the source of all life. We owe it to Mother Earth to protect our water. So feel yourself filled with the water of life. And know that it is the God-given right for all peoples to share that water. Let us send our thoughts and our prayers to the people of Standing Rock and ask Ratu to protect their water, to protect their land. Let us send prayers to all peoples, all nations, who may have the possibility of being denied their water, their God-given lifeblood. So knowing that the power of prayer as we unite can be so powerful. If we send our hearts and our minds with this intention, there is no end to what we may achieve. And although a dragon may seem like a strange ally, know that they are returning now into our consciousness as co-guardians with the great whales and the mighty star lions to assist us in this ascension and this raising of vibration, creating at last a heaven on earth. So just holding those thoughts, giving thanks to Ra, to sending our love to all those creatures, all those peoples. In huge gratitude and appreciation. So the great whales come in now to also assist us in a further journey with them today. Just holding the energies, holding the frequencies. Beautiful whale mother Lanali comes to us now. She and Ratu wish to be very present with us all today. So imagine breathing with the ocean. Breathing in the ocean, breathing out the ocean. Feel the ocean flowing through you. Lanali wanted to help us send our healing love into the ocean. So that when the water vapor is drawn up into the clouds, creating the beautiful rain, life-giving clouds. But that water is whole and healed and honored. And that every molecule contains the loving frequencies of these great whales. So once again, breathing in the ocean, imagine yourself being filled with golden light. And feel that golden light expanding. In this fabulous ocean, imagine you're floating in this gorgeous water. Feeling completely safe, wrapped in the frequencies of the loving whales. And see the sunlight shining down, shimmering on the surface of the water. Just use your imagination. And as you're floating in the water, looking downwards, looking down through the surface of the water, you see all these beautiful lights sparkling, twinkling beneath you. And you're curious as to where all these lights are coming from. And the more you look, the more you see as you gaze downwards. You see something creating form, something becoming form, whereas before there were just lights. And now you realize that you're floating above a huge plasma ship, a plasma ship full of healing energy. And the ship is kind of undulating very softly beneath you. And you feel nothing but love and gentleness emanating from the plasma ship as it rises up. You realize that the energies and frequencies of the beings of this ship are inviting you to choose whether you would like to enter or whether you would like to just observe. And the whale mother Lunali comes close just to support you, just to reassure you, and to explain to you that this plasma ship is a place of healing. It's a place of healing for all the whales, all the cetaceans that have suffered the effects of pollution, the effects of humankind, that they can flow into the plasma ship to be cleansed, to be strengthened, and to be energized. And as they do this, the water flowing through also can be strengthened and cleansed and re-energized. And so imagine this immense ship allowing the whales to swim through. And you can watch them either inside or outside, whatever feels right for you. But see all the way. And the more whales that come in, this beautiful lavender light seems to grow more and more inside the plasma ship. And as the whales progress through the ship, you can see the lavender light cleansing their auras, washing them clean of stress, any emotional or physical pain. And when they feel able to swim out the other side, they can feel renewed, strengthened, supported. For these immense whale beings hold the knowledge of our Earth. They hold the knowledge of humankind. They need our help, and they need our support. And Lunali is the ambassador of the whales. And she asks us to visualize all the oceans around the world of our beloved blue planet. And with our prayers, our hearts, and our minds, creating more and more healing portals and plasma ships for the whales to receive that support and for the water to be cleansed and renewed. So in whatever way you can imagine, seeing all the whales, dolphins, and sea creatures benefiting from these places of safety, of healing, of regeneration. And you're reminded of all the overfishing and the desecration, of all the sharks that are slaughtered for their fins, and all the turtles, even the coral reefs. Imagine them all to be wrapped in the lavender light of the plasma ships. For the oceans are our lifeblood. We are the blue planet. And if the oceans die, then so do we. So rejoice in seeing the whales being able to just rest, release, and renew. Visualize the water flowing through, cleansed, sparkling, every molecule regenerated. I know that this is a place that you may visit. The whales invite you to also receive healing, peace, release, and renewal. And it's a place where you can take other people other animals that need that healing release. You can take them with you so that they may also receive the healing and renewal. And just see this beautiful cleansed water being drawn up as vapor up into the clouds, filling the clouds. So you may once again, you can witness them showering that loving, healing rain on all the land where it is most needed. So the Nali thanks you, the Whale Nation thanks you, the Cosmic Whales thank you, the Golden Dolphins thank you, all the sea creatures thank you, every molecule of the ocean thanks you, thank you. So be it, and so it is. So just rest a few moments, absorbing and assimilating all your experiences. Know that you are completely loved, completely honored for your willingness to be of service to the waters of our blue planet. Know you may call Ratu and Lanali in whenever you wish, for personal and yet more planetary healing. But just for now, it's time to come back. So taking a nice deep breath. And opening your eyes whenever you're ready. Have a big stretch. Bring your whole body back to the here and now. Really feel your feet once again, firmly on the floor. And just bringing your energy fields into a safe and appropriate level, having been very expanded with our beautiful friends here today. Just imagine yourself just withdrawing your very expanded energy fields to a safe and appropriate level to meet the outside world when you finish our session today. Feel yourself wrapped in that love, but very centered, very reconnected, very grounded, and very present. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow, that was fantastic, Madeline. I loved it.
Good.
Not every day you get to spend time with dragons and whales.
Well, they were very, very keen to be present. They were kind of going, no me, I want to do it. So I said, okay, you can both do it.
What a great idea. That was a fantastic idea because... Yeah, I mean, to spend time with either one of them, but both of them. I mean, I'm just sitting here with this giant grin on my face. So Oh, it's fantastic.
Ooh, well, I'd like to also mention that working with Ratu, we did bring the reins into the Kruger. We went the next day after he gave me the mantra. We went into the Kruger National Park, and it had been really, really hot the day before. And when we got there, the sky started to darken. We thought, oh, maybe there's going to be some rain. And there were some tortoises walking around, and that's usually a good sign that the rains might come. And then the rain came, and it was just so amazing. And within 3 days, that regeneration that I was talking about, the grass was suddenly green, and all the dormant creatures like the frogs and the rainworms, they just erupt. It's just extraordinary how quickly the lands can be healed from that terrible drought. And it's just a magnificent thing to see.
Wow. That's so fantastic that you were there and able to help facilitate that and to experience it and see what it was like. Kruger is fabulous. I was there a couple years ago, so yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Wow. Well, is there anybody who is back in their body who'd like to?
I hope they are. I hope they brought them all back. Okay.
To say something to Madeline, or come on and make a comment or ask a question. If you would like to do that, please hit *6 and.
Yeah, I'd love to hear people's comments on of how that how they experienced that, how it might have resonated with them.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Linda. I love the energy of both the dragon and the whale. I mean, it was really woo. And I've been wanting to get your whale dragon CD. I've looked on Amazon, and you know, it says it's not available, so I suppose I'll need to go to your website, will I?
It should be available. That's very strange. Maybe you can contact the publishers of Fintorn Press. It should be available. It's sold out, but
I've looked several times, and it's just said not available, so I don't know.
Well, I can see what I can do about that, but certainly you could email Fintorn Press and ask them why it's saying it's not available. It's very strange. It should be.
Yeah, okay. Right, but I really enjoyed it, and I love to work with my dragons as well.
Absolutely. They're just such fantastic allies and colleagues in this healing work.
Yes.
Thank you.
I hope you like the music, because the music with the whale is some of the music by Andrew Forrest that is on the CD. So this is the music tracks from the CD, Whale Hearts and Dragonflight. So I love the music, and I feel very, very blessed that Andrew allowed me to use his music.
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed it.
Good.
I like it. Yeah, thank you.
Hello, this is Isabel. And Madeleine, I wanted to thank you. I felt the energy of the yin and the yang very well balanced with the dragons and the whales.
Mm-hmm.
And I could feel that both were supporting us. It's funny that not so long ago, I had a dragon come up in my healing.
Oh, there you go. They're getting everywhere these days.
Yes, they were very, so it's nice. I love very much, I think, this plasma healing place that we can access humans as, sea creatures.
Absolutely.
Yes, I think that this is really the solution, you know, to increase those plasma ships in the ocean. And, you know, and we have direct access to it. We don't need anything, no permission for anybody else. So, you know, we just can access it. So I will work more and more with that image. So I just
that's wonderful. Well, that's Lanali's gift to us, is that she, as she comes through and gifts us with this knowledge, that she now kind of allows us to be the facilitators to co-create these plasma ships, these places of safety, these places of cleansing. That's her gift that she's given us, and that's why she wanted to also share this gift with you today, because all you amazing people out there have tuned in. You know, she's just really excited to kind of activate this this gift within you, be able to visualize this if it feels right for you to to work with the oceans and create these amazing healing places.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you so much. The music was also very, very beautiful. It took us even deeper, so thank you.
Good, thank you so much. Lovely to speak to you. Thank you.
Hello, this is June from Angeline in Virginia. That was beautiful, thank you. And can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, can you? I couldn't hear you. You seemed to have broken up.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to say I really resonated with Ra, too. And a couple of days ago, I was at, for those of you in this country, you may know of the store Plough and Huff. And they have this incredible dragon on sale for about $114 to $30. So I bought one for a friend for Christmas, but I think maybe he's going to hang out here. But when I have been following Standing Rock situation daily. So when you mentioned going there, I was seeing Ratu just totally ginormous, enfolding the whole encampment, the thousands and thousands of people, with his arms wrapped around the entire place.
Wonderful.
And then I was going to try and see more of what was actually happening, but my mind just filled with brilliant light.
Wow.
And so is there any special spelling for Ratu?
Yes. Oh, I said it again. Any special what, sorry?
Spelling.
Spelling, yes. He told me it's spelt R-A-A-T-U. They seem to like their double A dragon, so Ratu.
Okay, thank you.
And Madeline, how do you spell the whale's name?
Yes.
Lenali, L-E-N-A-L-I.
Oh,
Lenali.
Oh, Lenali. Okay, got it. Cool. Yeah, you know, it was so amazing because my intention was to send some healing energy to Standing Rock at the end of the meditation today.
And then, yeah, me too.
When you took us there, I was like, oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, well, you also said, don't forget to mention Standing Rock. I went, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that was so beautiful. Fantastic. Does anybody else have something you'd like to ask or say to Madeline?
Oh, Madeline, this is Muriel, and it was just so good to hear your voice, first off.
Oh, and yours, my darling.
Yes, I was thrilled just to be in touch with you again, but I want to thank you profusely for bringing through Ratu and Lenali, and it was powerful and meaningful, and I work every morning. I do a daily morning ritual, begin my day that way, and I work with a dragon, Galadriel. The thing I'm so aware of regarding dragons, because, you know, you can think of them visually or energetically, but sound, that when I hear the wings, when Galadriel is coming in and I hear that sound, it just is so impactful.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a floof, floof sound.
Yeah.
So when you were talking about Standing Rock, and I just, oh, that was so actual. Going to Standing Rock, and then I heard the sounds of the wings and became aware that, you know, dragons can make themselves as big as necessary.
Yeah, they can be gargantuan, or they can shrink themselves to be really, really tiny and gentle. But I love the way you're talking about the sound of the wings, because on my new CD, Whale Hearts and Dragon Flight, the last track on there, you go with your dragon to fly to the multiverse. And we had such fun in the studio creating the wing sound. And Ollie, the guy, the engineer there, he's amazing. And he got all these kind of wing, bird wing flappy sounds. And no, it's too flappy. It's too small. So he made this incredible kind of woof, woof, woof. And I go, yes, that's it. So he made it. I said, no, it's got to be louder. It's got to be louder on the track. So when in the mixing, he just made this sound. And I love it. It's so powerful. It just gives me goosebumps every time I hear it. So I know exactly what you mean by that really powerful wing beat.
Yeah, there's something about the sound that takes you so much deeper into the experience. But at any rate, it was wonderful. Thank you so very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's my pleasure, and I'm so happy to be here with you all today.
Well, is there anybody else who would like to make a comment or say anything to Madeline before we wrap this up?
This is Lenny. I had a beautiful visualization and sensory experience while I was... I became the vapor that came up from the plasma ship.
Wow.
I went up to the clouds and became the base of lavender that held the rain before
gorgeous.
It came down.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome. Thank you for creating it and extending the invitation for all of us to participate so deeply and gently.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you so much for your comments, and I'm so glad that it resonated so profoundly with you, and how wonderful that you were the vapor, that beautiful healing sacred vapor. How wonderful is that?
I do have one question about Lenali. Is by any chance Lenali a white whale?
She has a lot of white on her. I met her in Tonga last year. She was amazing. We idled the boat for about 45 minutes, just making sure that she might be happy with us entering the water because she had a young calf. And every time we went to maybe get a little bit closer, she wasn't too happy. So we just sat on the boat and just kind of tuned into her and sent her our love. And then eventually she gave us these downloads, and eventually she started to move off. So then we put a GoPro in the water, and so we got a picture of her just cruising by with her beautiful calf. And I was looking at her photographs today, actually, because I'm creating a new card set called Earthkeeper Cards with the whales and the dragons. And my lovely artist is creating, well, actually, she has created the, or is in the process of creating the card that has the Lenali image on and the Lenali plasma ship. And she's done the painting of Lenali at the moment that she's then. I can't wait to see how she recreates the plasma ship on the card that's going to be in the set. But so I sent her the picture that we'd taken underwater of Lenali going past, and so it really refreshed my memory of exactly what she looked like. So she has a lot of white on her. She's not completely white, but I think she can show herself as a white whale, just a huge, beautiful, beautiful being.
Wow.
I'm getting ready to go down to be with the humpbacks in January.
No, I'm very envious.
I know. I'm really getting excited.
Oh, of course you are.
Yeah. Okay. Well, is there anyone else who'd like to say something before we say goodbye? Okay. What I'm going to
do. I think they're all stunned into silence now.
They are. Yeah. What I'm going to do is unmute everyone so we can all do our chaotic goodbye together. I always love to hear everybody
cool.
from around the world saying goodbye. And everybody have a wonderful holiday season. Next meditation will be our first one of the year, and it'll be January, well, I think it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It'll be January 6th, and I'm going to lead it. So enjoy your holidays, and I'm going to unmute us now so we can all say goodbye together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Same here.
Bye, Madeline.
Have a
holiday. Bye, everyone. Love you lots. Lots of love from the UK. A very cold, miserable UK.
Thank you, Madeline, so much.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, everyone. Lovely to hear your voices. Lovely to have you join us. So, huge thank you. And have a great Christmas, everybody.
Yeah. Thank
you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, you've reached the phone of Julie Heyman. Please leave your message and speak slowly and clearly, and I'll return the call just as soon as I can. Peace in all directions.